to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, all by faith. Because I can't do it by the works of the flesh. I can't do it by the will of man, but only by the power of God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Listen to this, and this is the point I came here. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. I didn't think I was purged of my old sins at all. I do them every day. What a... See, you forgot. In fact, no one even ever told you. You haven't even heard the gospel. You haven't lost your salvation. You never really laid hold on it. Because God has not yet laid hold on you. It's when God puts it in your heart to believe and to do these things and to have faith in them and to obtain them. That's salvation. God acting on you. Not one little day where you say, okay, I'll go to heaven. All right. I'll go to heaven. Just believe. Oh, great. I didn't want to do much anyways. And they stand on the pinnacle of the temple. Look at me. I'm saved. Nothing can hurt me. I've got a scripture that says, if you throw yourself down, he'll catch you. It's the same thing. I'm telling you. Listen what he says in verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Election simply means that God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world to be saved. God elects us. But we, when we make our confession, we don't know that God has elected us. But if we really believe, it's proof that he did. And we will be saved, if we really believe. But if an evil heart in unbelief enters in, and tells you that you don't have to follow on, you're sadly mistaken, and your faith is in vain, and your faith is dead, being alone. Because faith without works is dead. Man is not saved by faith alone. Because faith is never alone. There's no such thing as faith alone. It can't exist. It's like, it just, it can't be. You can't have faith alone. No such thing. There's always works. Even in that verse, Romans 10:9, confession is made. That's a work. That's an outward sign. And there's more to it than just confession. There's all these things. You know why he says, make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. That's why we need to make my calling and election sure. I gotta see myself doing all these things. Then I will feel assured that I'm saved. But until I see that, I don't feel one bit sure. And I don't see any reason to be sure. I see only reason that I should be diligent to make it sure. And how am I diligent? By continuing in the faith, by praying earnestly, and by doing the works. And you know what? God has built me up a lot. He's given me a lot of confidence to believe that, yeah, I am his elect. And I've gotten a lot of boldness over time because I've seen his works happen. But until I see them all done, I need a physician. I need to be healed. Until I see it all done, I need Jesus Christ. I need him like my daily bread. I don't need him one day back in March 2001 or whatever. I'm just picking an arbitrary date. They stand tempting God, saying, God, your scripture says this, so this is all I have to do. I don't have to do nothing more. I can go on sinning. You know, that's an evil heart in unbelief. That is a filthy conscience. When your conscience is telling you it's all right, he'll forgive it, you have an evil conscience. That's not how the faith speaks. It's not that God, not that I'm afraid God won't forgive me either. But I'm afraid lest a promise being left of me entering in that I should seem to come short of entering into his rest. That's what I'm afraid of. But it's an evil heart to just say to yourself, oh, he'll forgive it. It's an evil heart. Rather seek to be delivered. Seek in faith to receive deliverance. And if those things are in us and abound, we know we're never going to fall. We're never going to fall. And we know that God has chosen us. Our election, we make it sure in our own eyes. And standing on the pinnacle, you know, you go stand on a tower, throw yourself in front of a bus. Where's the faith in that? You don't have any faith. You're just tempting God. And that's what people who stand by Romans 10:9 are doing. They're tempting God. They're saying, I don't need anything that you say in your word. In fact, I don't want to know the rest of your word. I don't want to use wisdom. I don't want to use prudence. I don't want to use diligence. I don't want to use anything except this one scripture, and I can use it like a legal loophole. And that's what it is. It is legalism. You can't be saved by legalism. You can't just pick some scripture and say, well, that's it. God will show you what a fool you've been. If you hear me, you can turn it around. Hey, if you really believe, this is your opportunity to go on in the faith. This is your opportunity to add to your faith. Now add something virtuous. You know what virtue in Greek indicates? It's this idea of manliness. And it's not sexual, like only a man can. A woman can be virtuous when she displays the virtue, which is the manly qualities of, you know, bravery. And whatever you think of, when you think of the best qualities of manhood, you know, even a woman can be virtuous and she stands up and defends her children with her strength. That's what virtue means. At least to me, that's the way I take it. You know, there's righteousness in it, but it's a certain quality, sort of manliness of purpose. Not in the sense of a human man and all that's evil about men, but in the sense of God is a man. And every good thing that you could ever think of man is in him. And he is strong. And so when you turn about and say, I'm going to add to my faith according to the scriptures, that's taking hold on virtue. Now you're being a man in Christ. Now you're growing up a bit in Christ and not a child. That's why I take it. Virtue is childishness, as you hide, you're quiet, don't make waves. But as a man, you stand forth in virtue to lay hold on salvation. You don't cower in corners. You don't throw yourself down. You don't lay hold on one little scripture. I got a loophole. You don't play childish games with God, because he won't play your game. So the devil had entered all the temptation, and he departed from him for a season. Verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, chapter 61, verse 1 and 2, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised,